The second autobiographical poem is called A Night Out, and is simply a story of her going to a film, to a movie in London. Friends recommended the new Polish film at the Academy in Oxford Street. So we joined the ever-melancholy queue of cinemas. A wind blew faint suggestions of rain towards us and an accordion. Later, uneasy, in the velvet dark, we peered through the cut-out oblong window at the spotlit drama of our nightmare. Images of Auschwitz almost authentic, the human obscenity in closer. Certainly, we could imagine the stench. Resenting it, we forgot the barbed wire was but a prop and could not scratch an eye. Those striped victims, merely actors like us. We saw the camp orchestra assembled. We heard the solemn gaiety of Bach, scored by the loud arrival of an engine, its impotent cry and its guttural trucks. We watched as we munched milk chocolate, trustful children no older than our own, strolling into the chambers without fuss, while smoke, black and curly, oozed from chimneys. Afterwards, at a loss, we sipped coffee in a bored espresso bar nearby, saying very little. You took off one glove. Then to the comfortable suburb, swiftly, where, arriving home, we garaged the car. We asked the au pair girl from Germany if anyone had phoned at all or called, and of course if the children had woken. Reassured, together we climbed the stairs, undressed together and naked together, in the dark, in the marital bed, made love.